heart and soul of a nation, beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor.
Our soul. The challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation.
The nation.
And now, Malcolm.
You know, if you want to change future generations and you want to change really what our principles are, what you got to do is you got to get to the kids. You got to get to the young minds. It's always about the young kids. That's where we have a lot of these talks about even our education system and the fact that, you know, what they want to do is brainwash the kids. I call it, friends, the indoctrination of young minds. And they really are being indoctrinated. I'm talking this as a worldwide phenomenon. We started talking about this a few years back from a lot of the terrorist groups and a lot of these extremist groups in the Middle East that were clearly doing this to the very young minds out there. Now, people want to talk about where does the hate come from? Where does this hate come from? And it's amazing sometimes when you see a 11, 12, or a 14, 15-year-old and you see how much hate they have in them. And you begin to question, you say, where does that come from? Because, you know, how does a 12 or 15 year old have that kind of hate? And people, this is all generational. It's all just passed on from one to the next. And what's happening is these kids are being used as pawns. And now we're seeing this in all walks of life. We see it in, again, every sort of an agenda out there. They seem to get the kids and they want to brainwash the kids to their belief system. And then what happens then, you can impact and affect an entire generation and generations to come. You'll impact the entire culture, in fact. So that's where a lot of this comes from, people. And it's really adults who are so evil to do this to the kids. But again, if you are evil and you've got a game plan like that, well, this is the perfect road to it, isn't it? Get to the kids. You know, the other thing is, I find a lot of people around the world play the long-term game very, very well. One thing about, you know, a lot of countries in the Middle East, and really I speak to you all the time about China, same thing. They play the long-term game very effectively. We don't do that in this country here. We don't play the long-term game at all. We play very short-term program here. And that's because of our election cycle. And the fact is we're a free republic here. We're a democracy and a free republic here, representative republic, and that's what happens here, people. So it's a different environment. Now, there's a price you pay for that. What that really means is we have to be on our very, very best behavior. And we've got to watch. We've got to all do our job to get to these young people, these kids. Today, I want to talk to you about the indoctrination of young minds, and I want to talk about it as a worldwide phenomenon that's going on in a very interesting piece that's up on AmericaOutloud.com. This program today we call Ask the Expert, and the expert today you'll meet here, and I'm going to bring him on right now, is IQ L. Rizzulli. It's good to have IQ here. Now, IQ is author of Lifting the Veil, and that book, it's a trilogy actually, is on Amazon and on the America Out Loud bookstore, where you'll get all the books from all our authors and experts and top guests as well. Well, IQ, as you know, he's an Iraqi-born Arabic speaker, and he was born actually in Baghdad, and he's really a scholar. He's the foremost authorities in the world on the subjects of Islam. He's a weekly columnist here at America Out Loud and a very dynamic voice. One thing about IQ Al-Rizzulli is he is a messenger of truth. And so if you're after truth, he's the one to have on. If you want to sugarcoat it, probably not the right man to invite to the party. Is that a good assessment, IQ?
Perfect.
All right. You say you have a very interesting article up there where you talk about the schools and the mosque, and you talk about our enemies within. I want to start with this statement you make. Let me read this to listeners now. You say here, you must never allow any politician or judge give root to Sharia on America's soil. You must use your freedom. Now, by freedom, IQ points out, he means email, Twitter, letter, physical demonstrations. What he's saying is whatever you got to do, you got to do. That's what he's basically saying. And he says here in the column to warn, object, and or remove such traitors from office as immediately as possible, because Sharia is the mortal enemy of all known human rights and the nemesis of the American Constitution. There's been a lot of news lately of these two representatives, the two Muslim women in Congress, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. A lot of talk about them. Tell me why. First of all, let's explain to listeners why a lot of people may not know why Sharia is the mortal enemy and the nemesis, as you say, of the American Constitution. Explain to folks why that is.
It's simple. The Quran, Sharia, is based on two pillars, Muhammad's Quran and Muhammad's Sunnah. Sunnah means the traditions about Muhammad, what he thought, whom he loved, whom he hated, how he murdered, how he plundered, how he raped. Everything is recorded in the hadiths, which are the traditions of Muhammad. Now, anybody who reads only 8 chapters of the Quran, there are 114 chapters, don't bother about all of them. Anybody who reads chapters 2 to chapter 9 inclusive must come to one single conclusion, that Sharia, that Muslims who abide by Sharia, or Sharia-compliant Muslims, like Ilhan Omar, Linda Sarsour, and Rashida Tlaib, are hate-mongering, war-mongering, misogynist, racist, intolerant. Because you will come to a simple conclusion, it is impossible for any Sharia-compliant Muslim to be both a good Muslim and a loyal citizen among non-Muslim kuffar called infidels. It's that simple, it's not complicated. The tragedy is you have 338 million Americans. You have almost 600 people in Congress, both sides, and not one single human being there had the backbone and or the knowledge to say in public and face Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, hey guys, you swore allegiance to the American people and Congress and Constitution on the Quran, which is the very nemesis of the American Constitution. They should never be allowed to be in Congress. This is not hate. This is a fact of life. Nobody stood up and said to these people, to these two who hate America, literally despise America, and yet they wrap themselves in the American flag. It's part and parcel, it's called taqiyya. Taqiyya is a word in Arabic, is found in the Quran, which allows every single Muslim to deceive non-Muslims infidels. And that's what they do with it.
Yeah.
And yet, you have nobody standing up and saying it out of 338 million people.
Well, part of that reason is this, buddy, and you will argue this point, I am sure, but as you know already, we are in a politically correct environment, a very hazardous environment. And what's happened is all of this is being done in the name of tolerance, tolerance. In fact, tolerance is like a disease right now. And so, and another thing that's happened with the left and the right in this country, IQ, is this. The right has consistently bent over to make things comfortable for the left, and the left continues to jam it at them, quite frankly. And the right keeps bowing down to the left and continues to do that, and the left keeps pushing the agenda forward. And then what's happening is, and even more so right now at this moment of time, we're using words like, again, racist, words like the white supremacist, and all of these very high-end targeted words to divide the people, all in the name of a tolerant society. So what's happened now, this has all become a lit fuse right now in our country. You see that back home. You know what's happening here, buddy. That's what they're using. That's the entire strategy of the left right now, is to demonize all of this and make you accept it. And that's where a lot of this comes into play. And that's how they're pushing this agenda. And quite frankly, you can see Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. You can see their body language and the style in which they represent themselves represents themselves as a Trojan horse. I mean, that's what they are. It, to me, is a Trojan horse, and you see the latest conflict we're having with them, IQ, right now, with Israel, and the fact that they played all of these games, and they did that all to get the publicity, and now every other day they're having press conferences, and guess who's talking about them? All of the media incessantly is talking about these two freshman representatives. Unbelievable, huh?
What is unbelievable is what I'm going to tell you now. Unlimited tolerance must lead to the disappearance of tolerance. If we extend unlimited tolerance, even to those who are intolerant, if we are not prepared to defend a tolerant society against the onslaught of the intolerant, then the tolerant will be destroyed and tolerance with them. We should therefore claim, in the name of tolerance, the right not to tolerate the intolerant. This was written by a man called Karl Popper, and it is 100% correct, because this political correctness is destroying Western society, both in America and in Europe. So I really do not accept any excuses. I'm sorry. I cannot accept any excuses, because these two stand up and curse Americans, curse Christians, curse whites, curse Jews, and nobody stands up against them? Sorry, I don't accept any excuses, with all due respect.
Yeah. Well, let me say this to you in all fairness, because you always mention nobody, or you'll point out 300 and some odd million Americans and so on and so forth. Let me explain to you. There are a lot of people on the right, IQ, and there are a lot of conservatives. In fact, you're going to meet a couple in just a little bit here on this program today, who call them out on a regular basis. There are a lot of people doing that. They're just not being heard in the big public eye that you're speaking about. Here's the problem. The media, as you already know, is entirely complicit. They are entirely in play here with this tolerant atmosphere. They're entirely looking for a one-world globalist environment here for America. And they support this kind of agenda. So there are a lot of people who are standing up on the right, but they're not being heard because the media is not representing the right. It's a leftist media all the way. You understand what I mean?
I understand you 100%, but there is no excuse. All it needs is one congressperson, one, only right. One. It doesn't need any more. Only one of them stands up and says, look, you are traitors in waiting or traitors in action. You should never be accepted in Congress. Full stop. Let the media try to cover it up. They cannot. It will go ballistic.
I appreciate what you say there, but I kind of don't agree with you, and I'll tell you why, IQ. It would take more than one congressman, because let me explain to you, they will shame that one congressman, whoever. I'm telling you right now, they will shame that person. And they will embarrass that person. They will humiliate that person. They will call that person all kinds of names. That person is going to go through hell. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to go through hell. And, you know, that's the reason they don't stand up. They're not willing to do it. So here's what I would say back to you. You need more than one. You would have to have a pretty large group of people come together that also are powerful. And you'd have to have them stand up in the name of what we're speaking about right now. One will not do it. I'm telling you, they will not do it. They will execute that one, and they will just spit them out. Not going to work.
I'll tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Give me 10 minutes with Hannity, and nobody can stop me. Nobody. And I'll come to America live, 10 minutes. That's all I need. I don't need more than 10 minutes. And there's no human being on the planet who can come up against me and prove anything I say is either wrong or untrue. 10 minutes. I know it sounds like a brag.
I don't know.
You need one single human being to stand up, and the floodgates open. By the way, we're talking about indoctrination. In 1933, Hitler said, give me the children and I'll change Germany. In 6 years, he changed a civilized society into monsters. In 6 years. That's what indoctrination does.
Yeah, that, my friend, is a very good example to put out there from 1933, and you're exactly right. And what they did to the children back there and what happened and how they changed that culture. Now you look at what's happened now, we have a lot of damage here in America. We're going to talk about this today, about the education system here, but let's dial it first. Let's get back into, there's a lot of facets here we're talking about. When we're talking about the indoctrination of young minds. But it really does start there. You've been talking about this for some time. You've been reporting on this. You've written columns on the young minds and the young children and the young schools and what they've done to it. There's a lot of videos out there that are very, very horrific for people to see how they treat the kids and how they treat women, how they treat anybody for that matter. They treat them like dogs. Where the common sense on this, a lot of this is IQ, as you say, read, I think you said the first nine verses, is it of the Quran? Is it nine? I think you say?
First nine chapters.
Eight chapters.
Chapter two to chapter nine inclusive. You don't need to do 114.
Right.
The minute you read them, it takes 2.5 hours. You will know more about Islam than most Muslims on the planet.
Right, because they don't read those and they don't know. But actually, a lot of the things you've been pointing out over the last few years at America Out Loud very much play to what you're saying. Somewhere in the last couple of articles you just had, you quoted various passages from the Quran, and one of them has one of the penalties, as I recall, I don't have it in front of me, but is where you cut their heads off, their necks. It says it right in the Quran. Is that correct?
Yes, but that's only one verse. There are 100 verses which attack anybody who's not a Muslim. You've got to understand this. A kafir is a non-Muslim. Today, the kuffar are 80% of humanity. Christian, Buddhist, Hindus, Jews, atheists, agnostic, anybody who's not a Muslim. So what do we have? We have total war. We have had it for 1400 years by Islam, by Muslims, against all of humanity. What do they want to do? Islam has one purpose in life, to either subjugate all humanity to Sharia or to exterminate those who do not accept. There are nothing in between, nothing. So tell me, how could anybody stand up to Ilhan Omar and be made to, or what you call, to be humiliated? You can't be humiliated when you have knowledge. Mm-hmm. You can be humiliated when you don't have knowledge. Knowledge is the most powerful weapon in the human mind.
The leftists in America, the left, not necessarily, I'm not speaking of the Muslim in specifically or Islam, but I'm talking about the leftists who do everything in the name of tolerance, who are politically correct is what I'm speaking about, and who are pushing a very socialist agenda. Now, these people in a very weird, odd sort of way are aligned with a lot of the extremists that you and I are speaking about right now when it comes to this Islam ideology. I don't call it a religion. It's not a religion. You call it a cult, I believe is what you call it.
It is a cult.
It's a cult, yeah.
The cult of Muhammad.
But with that said, you know, here's what's really weird. Follow me on this a minute if I can explain this properly and not lose my place. But the left is pushing their agenda of a socialist one-world government, and they have this mindset. And it's all of these people. It's Elizabeth Warren, the Bernie Sanders, it's the Kamala Harris. There's a litany of them on the left. And they're hard-lined, radical extremists way, way off to the side there. Now, these people, in a lot of ways, are aligned with the Ilhan and Omar and Rashida Tlaib. I mean, they're very much aligned with them as far as, you know, this tolerance and that they should have the right to do whatever, X, Y, and Z, and be what they're doing. But in a very odd sort of way, when things come to push, here's what I want to point out. When the rubber meets the road, IQ, what these people don't realize, these leftists, these socialist radical people, they don't realize that they also, these extremists will also turn on them. And they will eat what they think they're in alliance with them, but they're not really. What I'm saying is one group is using the other group in a very, very unique way, and they will turn on them as well, yet they don't see it because they don't understand what's really going on, as you pointed out, what's really behind all of this. Is that a fair assessment?
Perfect. In fact, I've said it many times. When the Pope speaks about Judeo-Christianity and Islam have the same God,
right,
and the Pope says that Islam and Christianity are similar, he's false. Islam will never, ever integrate or assimilate. Muslims will never integrate or assimilate among non-Muslims. And the fact is in front of us in Europe. After 35 years of new generations of Muslims growing up in Europe, they turn against the Europeans. They are doing it in America. Many of the so-called attempts to kill Americans in the United States of America were black people from Somalia who live in Minnesota. Double check me.
Yeah, well, and that's a whole culture there because, again, they're not assimilating here in the United States because they don't want to assimilate. That's a problem.
They can't assimilate. Please, you've got to understand that they can't. As Muslims, as Sharia-compliant Muslims, they cannot. They are forbidden from ever assimilating among non-Muslims, not only America. They can't assimilate in India. Look what's happening in India. Look what's happening in China, by the way. The Chinese, the beauty with China, is a dictatorship. The Muslims are being literally put in concentration camps.
That's right.
Not extermination camps, concentration camps. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can't do that in America because you are, as you said, politically correct. But you are dealing with an enemy which is insidious. Yep. You said they take their time. You're absolutely right. They have been doing it for 1,400 years. They can do it for another 1,400 years.
Yeah. You just bring up a point I got to have you explain, because you just mentioned China in those Muslim concentration camps. Talk about that a quick moment, please, because that is an interesting point that nobody ever talks about. And, of course, the Chinese have a horrible human rights record to begin with, as far as that goes. But what are your thoughts on what they're doing? I mean, they are also having a clash against this ideology. China sees it as a threat, clearly, yes?
Yes, but let's get it correct. The Chinese do not have a clash with Islam. The West does not have a clash with Islam. The Jews, they don't have a clash with Islam. It is Islam which has clashed with everybody as not a Muslim. You've got to do it in the right order.
Okay.
Something else. What the Chinese are doing, they will never succeed. They want to indoctrinate them into reading the Quran, the Mecca verses, which were the conciliatory verses. You cannot do that. The only way to destroy Islam is to prove beyond a shadow or even a reasonable doubt that Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible. Instantly. When this is accomplished, you can eliminate Muhammad as a prophet and the so-called divine origin of the Quran. Instantly. Mm-hmm. Can I do it? Yes, in less than 100 seconds.
Right. So you're suggesting that we've got to get through to this current, you're saying the whole Muslim cabal here, you're saying we need to reconvince them, retrain them what the truth, because let's face it, we're not going to kill them all. Humanity's not going to kill all these people.
Neither you nor I nor anyone conservative ever said we kill Muslims. Never.
Right.
It's always the Muslims who want to kill us.
That's
always
right.
For 1400 years. All I'm saying is to have to prove to the Muslims that their God, Allah, is not the same as the God of the Bible. The whole of the structure is destroyed completely and utterly. Now they have a choice. They can continue believing in their bullcrap or convert to Christianity. And many of them, let's say, they do convert to Christianity. Why do they go to Christianity, not Judaism? Because Jesus and Mary are mentioned many times in the Quran. You have CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council of American Islamic Relations. They should have been eradicated from the face of America. And yet, even under Donald Trump, they're allowed. They have forced the American Defense Department, the American Intelligence Services, not only under Obama, even now as I'm speaking to you, not to associate Islam with terror. Now, how is that possible, for God's sake? How is that possible that in America, in the 21st century, a Muslim group can do that and get away with it? But they're doing it.
Well, it's possible because when you have a free society, there are no rules to that end, and people can do whatever the hell they want to do. That's why it's possible.
That's not correct. Sorry.
Well, that's freedom. What it is. That's the truth.
Freedom is wait a minute. You can't have unlimited freedom. We are human beings.
Right.
We are animals by instinct. We cannot be allowed unlimited, unfettered. This is why you have religion. Religion was created to control our passions, to control our stupidities, to control our anger and literally killing each other. That's what it was all about. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, this is one of the most sensitive topics for most people. Listen, a lot of people don't like to talk about this for a lot of reasons. I mean, and that's what's happening. That's why there's a lot of ignorance out there to the topic we're talking about right now. And it's permeated. It's permeated our school systems. It's permeated our churches. You know, I asked someone the other day, why don't our Christian leaders speak up? Why aren't our church leaders speaking out? Why aren't any of these people saying anything? You don't hear anything from any of these people. They sit and they also bow down to this ideology. Why is that, IQ?
I have no idea. How can you explain that the most persecuted people on planet Earth on the 21st century are not Jews? They're Christians. Right. By whom? By Muslims. And the Pope says nothing. Mm-hmm. And every church in Europe and America says nothing. Tell me.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've been talking about in recent days as well, is exactly what you say right there. And as to why that is, I don't think any of us have an answer as to why, but it's clearly what's happening here. And that's where all of this is not, people are not understanding. They're not understanding what we're really talking about. And then again, what IQ says a moment ago, people, is what he's saying is if he could just speak to the American people and speak to actually Muslims as well, and speak to them about that truth again when we talk about this faith. There are a lot of misnomers out there. The problem is there's a lot of ignorance. And the problem is it's because the media is ignorant to all of this. They don't cover it. They don't pay attention to it. I got to tell you what, when you start reading some of the things in those chapters that he speaks about, or at America Out Loud with IQ's write-ins, you get a sense right now, this is a very, very perverted ideology.
Listen to Malcolm, the voice of a nation, on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
Spreading the out loud truth from sea to shining sea. AmericaOutloud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. We are the vision of the voices. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. IQ says only in the utterly brain-dead minds of the Quran-ignorant, politically correct dimwits. He chooses his words very wisely. See, dimwits in the fake news media, the academia, clergy, and politicians. Now this I would agree with you on, IQ. The fake news media, the academia, the clergy, and politicians, yeah, they would all be dimwits. I would go along with that. That one can hear or read about moderate, militant, radical, or extremist Muslims. Has any of our readers ever heard or read about moderate, militant, radical, or extremist Nazis or communists? Why only about Islam that these clueless creatures give them such labels? IQ Al-Razuli is back with us here. IQ, answer that question for me. Why?
Because people are stupid and they have an agenda. No, honestly. I mean, it sounds simplistic, but it isn't. How is it conceivable that intelligent human beings who watch the news 24 hours a day, right, who have instant access to all the information on Google, 20, 30 billion pages of information, mm-hmm, come to any conclusion other than that Islam is deadly? Islam is the enemy of every human being on the planet who is not a Muslim. How is that possible? They tell you ISIS is an extremist group. ISIS, ladies and gentlemen, is the most perfect Islamic entity. I said it once before, maybe twice before on your show. While Osama bin Laden followed the Quran word by word, ISIS follows the Quran letter by letter, comma by comma, and dot by dot. They are the most perfect Muslims.
IQ, is ISIS having are they coming back? Are they having a resurrection out there in the Middle East? What's happening?
Yes, under Turkey.
That's what I hear.
Your allies in NATO.
The President Erdogan on Turkey in on this?
You mean the dictator? Yes.
The dictator, yeah. You talk about dimwits, he would be head of the class.
100%.
Yeah, he is so unhealthy. Boy, what he's done to Turkey, he has really screwed Turkey up.
Completely. Because he wants Turkey to be Sharia, and he has done it. He has literally, he turned what Turkey used to be, a westernized society, although Islamic, but not Sharia compliant, into Sharia compliant. Ladies and gentlemen, anything which is Sharia compliant, not even a blade of grass can grow.
All right. Well, let me open it up a little bit, bring on a couple of other voices here. And Abe is a political commentator, radio personality, a great author here at America Out Loud, finder of books, friends on the America Out Loud bookstore and in at Amazon, of course. You can find all of Abe's books right there. Abe, before I bring Sid on and let him loose, let's get you. And when you hear the opening part of this with IQ, what is the biggest thing that gets under your skin?
I think it's the perfect opening to what we will be discussing, which is taking over the minds of young children. And I think teaching them the five pillars of Islam in school and indoctrinating them into Sharia is of great concern to me, because that will be the end of America as we know it. Imagine for one second if our teachers were dressing kids up in little Hitler costumes, okay? And making them recite, you know, certain things that Hitler said. Wouldn't we be upset over that? Do you think we would?
Yeah, I don't know. Hard to say with the media. They seem to support Hitler's agenda lately. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say what they say at this point here. But IQ, I mean, talk about these, again, as Ava says, these young minds with the five pillars and what they're teaching in the schools. Again, you're saying that's being taught right here in America, Ava.
Yes, it is. Yes.
She's right. And you have 30, according to the latest reports, and I read it about 15 years ago, mm-hmm. you have 30 military types of camps in the United States of America by Muslims. Military. FBI knows about them, the CIA knows about them, nobody's been doing anything. By the way, when they teach you the five pillars of Islam, they don't teach the kids the sixth pillar on purpose. And what is the sixth pillar, which is the most important? Jihad. Jihad is mandated in the Quran. In chapter 2, verse 216, it is mandated to commit murder, mayhem, death, and destruction. It's in the Quran. And there is no Muslim on earth who can say it can't be done. Al-Baqarah, I'm going to recite it. Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verse 216. Anybody listening, Google it. It says, jihad, holy fighting in Allah's cause, is ordained for you Muslims, though you dislike it. And it may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you like a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows, but you do not know. Simple, not complicated. One verse, every Muslim has to be a jihadi.
And yet what they've done is they've sold this, as they call it out in the public space, a religion of peace. That's the words they use.
No, it's a spelling mistake. Peace is P-A-C-E. It should be a religion of piss, P-I-S-S.
Oh, I see. That was the religion of piss, huh? Not peace.
Well, actually, I think the ideology of Islam is very similar to the ideology of the gangs that we see in America. Look at MS-13, for example. You're required to do violence in order to enter that group, okay? The ideology is very similar when you start looking at them side by side.
You have Antifa.
That's another one, these domestic groups. These are all problematic too.
You make your bones by, you know, hurting, killing, maiming other people, and that brings you up in their organization or in their hierarchy. You have to understand what we're up against here. We are fighting a battle right now.
IQ, why so many militant groups like this coming out? Why are there so many coming out these days? I don't ever remember this many. Huh?
Because 8 years of Obama divided America into a million pieces. In 8 years, Obama caused more destruction in America than 70 years of the Soviet Union.
That is so true.
Yeah, we've seen that happening. I mean, we knew it. Let me bring in Sid Bowditch as well. And Sid, his book, A Rush to Judgment, also on Amazon, friends, or in the bookstore, A Journey with Trump, God, and Love. And Sid started working with the Trump and the Ground campaign up in New Hampshire and started working nationally to help get him elected in 2016. Actually, you're involved in the election again, Sid, I understand, right? Coming in the next cycle. Is that right?
Well, I am in Florida.
In a different way.
Yeah, a different way. You know, Florida is very, very important to the win again in 2020. And I've just taken a position down here with the Villages for Trump as executive director. So
there you go.
We'll make an impact.
Yeah, well, you're always on the front lines doing something. So listen, let's get on the front lines here. Talk to IQ with a question or thought. What do you got?
Well, you know, this is I've been passionate about this subject for a while now because I see what's happening and, you know, and as many people do, but unfortunately, most people don't. And as, you know, as has been mentioned here, if we don't see this, if we don't bring this to light, this will be the end of America. It absolutely will be. An interesting, something interesting, Columbus, Christopher Columbus sailed west, and IQ, tell me what you think of this. Christopher Columbus sailed west because of Islam.
100%, because what destroyed Western civilization during the Islamic period is literally, that's exactly what happened. They controlled the Mediterranean. They controlled the spice world. So Europe had to find a way to go to India. So that's what he did.
Wow.
That's exactly what he did.
That's an interesting history lesson there, Sid. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? So this is how long, this is how far back this goes. And, you know, when it comes to tolerance and being intolerant, you know, I've written, you know, a handful of columns on this over the past year on America Out Loud. And, you know, they are absolutely using the tolerance of the left to get under the radar in America, stay under there, and eventually, again, using that to take over America. And that's what's going to happen. And, you know, thank God there's people like you, Malcolm, that are bringing this up, because if we don't start talking about this, this will be the end. People need to become aware of this, and we need to change some laws so people like Tlaib and Omar can't take a position in Congress.
But again, this is all in the name of tolerance, and it's all in the name of what's acceptable today, and they're getting away with it. And like IQ says, well, can you get a congressman to speak up? Well, I mean, so Sid, is that an answer? I think, let me ask you and Ava that. Wouldn't it take more than just one congressman to make a change? I think it would take many more than one. I think they would embarrass that one and run them right out of town. Don't you think, Ava?
I think they need to. There needs to be a group of them, like, you know, the Freedom Caucus
exactly.
or something.
The Freedom Caucus. Yeah,
you will have a better chance if it's just one person. Yeah, like you said, they will just humiliate.
They'll spit them up and throw them away. Yeah. It's going to take more than one. It's going to take. Sid, what do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree more. You know, unless they do it as a group, you know, there's 20 or 30 Congress people that'll stand up together, they'll just eat them alive. But here's a I think, a very important question for IQ. There are Medina Muslims and there are Mecca Muslims. Now, the Mecca Muslims are peaceful for the most part. But my question to you, IQ, is will the Mecca Muslims just concede to the Medina Muslims in the takeover of America?
May I correct you, please? There are no there is no such thing as a Medina Muslim and a Mecca Muslim. There are Medina verses and Muslim and Mecca verses. And the Medina verses overrule all the Mecca verses. The Medina verses were the latest ones, the most aggressive ones. They overrule all the conciliatory ones of the earlier period. You cannot have a Muslim working only on the Mecca verses and he is still a Muslim. It's impossible. You have to take the whole of the Quran together. You can't split it. That's why in 1,400 years, you have never had a peaceful Muslim and a peaceful Islam. Cannot be done. By the way, with all due respect, you are in Florida. The people you have to change their mind are the stupid Jews.
Who support the Democrat leftist party.
Absolutely. I don't have
tell me. I don't understand that at all, how ridiculous they are. I don't even get that. What?
They're not ridiculous. They're really stupid. They're self-destructive. They are supporting the very party who threw them under the bus over two Muslim women.
Who wants to kill them.
Thank you. I mean, tell me about stupidity. That's what it is.
I truly, truly cannot comprehend that point.
I'll tell you why. It's a shame. Yeah. It's a denial of facts and reality.
I've noticed a lot of Jewish people are walking away from the Democrat Party because
I hope you are right, Ava. Honestly,
it's true.
I hope
it's
you are
true.
Right.
Yes.
Well, it is true, Ava. You're right.
Down really? Here, well, are they walking away in millions? I have millions of them, I hope, or hundreds of thousands, no. I hope, or what? Because
it's in great numbers. I don't know the exact number. It would be very hard to determine that, but it is in great numbers.
You know what will prove this, Ava? Mm-hmm. What will prove this is the next election.
Exactly.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. So far, it hasn't happened. They are so supportive of that leftist agenda.
Well, there are more and more groups, Jews for Trump, here in Florida, mm-hmm. and that are standing up across America. So it's happening. Maybe not as much as we'd like, but it is beginning.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, but I mean, it's important. 70% of them supported the Democrat Party. 70%. The only people who supported Trump were the religious Jews. Literally, the only people who supported Trump were the religious Jews.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones that's you're talking about. I see the more of the faithful people that were that had
absolutely
faith. You're
yes,
saying, yeah,
yes.
Gotcha. Well, he did get a lot of that vote across the board. A lot of people of faith seen Trump as something mm-hmm. unique, something different. And of course, a lot of people on the left couldn't understand that. They said, "What do you mean? You're like this Trump? He talks in an arrogant tone. How can you Christians and you faithful people like him?" They just couldn't grab onto that, Ava. You know.
Well, when Jesus was preaching, he received a lot of backlash, and look what happened to him. No, the people that step forward and say the things that are true, and they tell you the best path to take, to be close to God, to do the right thing, those are the people that are often beaten up and beaten back. I mean, they're the ones that Antifa are beaten on, okay? You know, we're the people standing up for the truth, but we have to expect that punch in the gut because it will come.
There's only one way that this is going to change, and that will keep this from happening in America. There's 1.8 billion Muslims in the world, and it's a gradual takeover of the world. You can almost see the darkness just gradually encompassing the world. And the only way this is going to change in America is when enough horrid events happen here related to Muslims, that finally Democrats and Republicans, conservatives and liberals, all realize what's happening, and we'll just pray that happens, and collectively come together and unite and put the laws into place and get the Muslims out of America and North America. Because it isn't just America, it's North America.
I like what Sid puts out there when he says about the dark. You can almost see the dark taking over. And I started thinking as he was talking about that, because I've been talking to you folks a lot lately about good and evil. This is another great talk to that good and evil point. But where he says you can almost see the dark forces taking over on the map and stuff. And he's actually very right with that. You can see that. And what that is, what we're speaking about now, people, is the force of evil. This is absolutely the force of evil. Evil comes in many, many colors, many, many ways. There are shades of evil. That one there is. You're either a bystander and you sit on the sidelines, in which case you know what happens there, or you get involved. And as I always say to you, get involved, get loud, right? Well, listen. We're going to take a quick pause here. We'll get more loud in just a moment.
Our global experts are brilliant writers and engaging hosts on a mission of a lifetime. You'll find the latest news and inspiration on the front page of AmericaOutLoud.com.
The question I always get asked is, where do I get the energy from? Well, keeping up with Malcolm Out Loud is no easy task, friends, even for Malcolm. Well, you may know that I've personally been taking Healthy Cell for some time now. Well, the great news is Healthy Cell has a new type of natural supplement called the Nutrition Gel. So no more hard-to-swallow pills. The good-tasting gel can be mixed into smoothies, yogurt, or water. These gels provide maximum absorption of essential nutrients, and it's healthy for our gut, not abrasive like pills can be. You know, it's time for all of us to go pill-free. And you can try it with a free 2-day supply. Just cover $2.95 shipping, and the company, Healthy Cell, will cover the cost of the product. Go to healthycell.com/outloud, or simply click the Healthy Cell logo at the top of AmericaOutloud.com. Talk about the indoctrination of young minds. Sid, let's go right to you on this point here. How concerned are we, and what can we do to make the change? How can we get this to change? Because, again, the more they filter into these kids, the more generational this is, the more you're just, you're never going to change. It's like a cancer. Until you get the cancer out of there, it's going to continue to fester. What do you think we got to do, buddy?
Well, the irony is, as the left describes Trump as a Nazi and a racist, and you look at what Hitler did in Europe with the youth, which started back in 1922, which was indoctrinating their youth 10 to 14 years old, and basically making them racist and teaching them how to hate their enemy. And that's just what's happening here. It's happening in our schools. And of course, we also know our schools are taking out American history. So not only is that happening, but we're also not even teaching our kids about our own history. So, you know, there is a very strong indoctrination happening, and you know, it's right. And how do you change it? You know, sadly, it's going to come to changing our laws, and that is going to take a monumental effort.
Most people are tuning out what we're talking about right now. They don't pay attention. Ava, speak to what I'm speaking about right now. As you, you see what I'm saying? People don't really tune into this, do they?
No, and it's such a heavy lift, really, because the leftists have infiltrated our education system,
right,
and they've also taken over the media in America.
Sure.
And I'll speak to you for one moment about the New York Times and what they have planned now, okay? Their new goal for the New York Times is to reframe American history and target Trump. And this has been announced by Byron York in the Washington Examiner. Mm-hmm. It's also been announced, I've got the article right here, by the New York Times themselves.
That's right.
The way they word it, they say they will, in the days and weeks to come, we will publish essays demonstrating that nearly everything that has made America exceptional grew out of slavery. And so this is what they do. They're trying to make America, they're remaking America. In their own words, okay? They're using their own description of it. And it's a lie. It's a big lie. I'm also reading a book in front of me, 48 Liberal Lies About American History by Larry Schweikart, who's a great author. I also read an article to prep for this called The Story Behind That Anti-Trump Textbook. And in that, you will learn that there is only one textbook publisher, and they approve all American history textbooks, and every one of them denigrates President Trump and America. So they're all killing American exceptionalism. They don't want God talked about. They don't want anything good to be talked about in America because they plan to tear America down and rebuild it.
Well, IQ, you agree with all that?
Yes, but I'll tell you something. We're discussing, Sid said he will change the law. You don't need to change any law. Why? Because you already have the law. What does the law say in Europe and the same thing in America? No group is allowed to incite hatred, death, and destruction against another group. It's in the Constitution. That is in American law. But Muslims do that in every mosque, in every madrasa, in every country on earth. You don't need to change the law. You have the law. But you're not implementing.
You bring up a valid point. Valid point. We're not enforcing the laws is a better way to say that.
With all due respect, for God's sake, you know, you talk about American justice. You have no American justice. Mm-hmm. Nobody from the Obama era was ever convicted of anything.
That's right.
So don't talk to me about justice. Do I get excited? Do I get upset? Yes. Well, because I hate duplicity. You have no justice. Literally. That's it.
What do you say to that, Ava?
Oh, that's one of my biggest points. I've been arguing on here too. The lawlessness that is being allowed in America. I mean, now in Texas, you can shoplift $750 worth of material from a store and not be caught by the police or prosecuted for it. This is lawlessness. So it's really difficult to fight against.
Well, they use our society. They use the laws against mm-hmm. us. And that's what they're all doing. That's what Omar and Tlaib are doing right now.
I think it's the most difficult part, IQ, is going to be explaining that Islam is not a religion. It's an ideology. And that
well, he calls it a cult. He even goes further. He says it's a
right.
Cult.
But it's an ideology very similar to Nazism, okay, in my mind. And if we had Nazis invading our country and doing all these things, would we be teaching Nazi ideology to them in school?
Well, that's a great question.
I mean, we need to somehow show this.
I gave exact verses from Hitler's Mein Kampf and exact verses from the Quran and Hadith that are identical. And Mein Kampf are identical. The only difference is 1,400 years.
Okay, but what Aver's asking is this. We get that. But what she's saying is, if they were doing that in America right now, just as they are doing with Islam, would people be acceptance of it? Why are they not acceptant of that, but they are acceptant of this, is what we're asking.
I have no idea.
There you go. Yeah, I don't either. So there's your answer.
No, we're too, what, you know what the answer, the bottom line is, we're too polite. So, you know, we're all afraid to stand up and say, well, this is an abomination on our, you know, our freedom. It's, you know, we're just not, we don't have what it takes to go into the school board meeting or go to the open forums and say to these people that are teaching our children, we do not want this.
I don't accept it. I'll tell you what, I'm applying for a green card. When I get it, I'm going to go to Trump Tower and I'm going to make a scene the likes of which never happened in America.
Oh boy.
Let's see if the media can shut me up. Believe me, it's not going to happen. You'll see.
Wow.
Well, you know, here's something that I find very disturbing. IQ mentioned Obama and the damage that Obama did to this country. And the word demitude is actually found in our new health care bill, which was put in there by Obama. Demitude is the Muslim system of controlling non-Muslim populations, okay? And if you can imagine, that was actually put into, so when people say, oh, Obama was such a great president, he did so much for America, he hurt, as IQ said, he hurt this country more than anybody has a clue, and there's a great example of it right there. So Muslims were excluded from having to have insurance, whereas Americans, you'd be fine if you didn't have health insurance. You'd have to pay a $5,000 fine. How's that for?
Sid, I didn't know that. And that's in there, huh?
Yes, sir.
No, I did not know that was the case. But I guess it doesn't really surprise me when you consider that, you know, Valerie Jarrett was his right hand. And mm-hmm. he put more Muslims into government power positions than any president, any official in our history, clearly.
But I can remember, Malcolm, I can remember when we couldn't even say Obama's middle name. We would be considered racist and Islamophobic if we pronounced, if we just said his middle name.
That's right. Yeah, we used it on radio a lot, but we used it to ridicule him. Yeah.
Honestly, anybody who calls you a racist should be proud. I'm 100% racist. Why? Because every bloody human being is a racist by nature. Every human being is there.
Explain that.
Simple. We are tribal. We are territorial. Every animal on earth is territorial and tribal. We believe in the family, the clan, the tribe, and the state. Anybody else is an enemy. Simple. It's not complicated. Even animals in the jungle, they have their own territory.
Well, that's an interesting position to put out there. It makes you think, doesn't it, Ava?
Yes, and it's very true. It's a very natural human condition to want to be with people who are like you. So, yes, we do gravitate toward people that are similar to us.
Well, in that sense, we call it tribal, but what IQ is saying there, it's actually racist. IQ, you should, in the future, that would be a fantastic article to write, how we're all racist.
I shall do it.
Because what it does is it makes you think, because we are very tribal in nature. But I guess there's something to that.
It's psychologically speaking, it's very normal. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't be called racist because we like to be with our own family. We shouldn't be called racist. And that's exactly what the left wants to do. They want to break this whole thing apart. Everything you think is normal is going to be made abnormal by them. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it's happening right now before your very eyes in schools. You're seeing this happen. You're seeing young kids that want to change their gender. You're seeing, you know, and the parents have no say in this. Mm-hmm. No say at all. The children go to the teachers and the school is now the authority. The school is now raising our children. I want you to understand that.
Americans are paying tens of thousands of dollars to have their children taught. And you're telling me they have no say? I had children in Europe, and when the teacher was telling them something which was definitely wrong, mm-hmm. I used to go back to the school and talk to the teacher and the headmaster and correct her. There was no way on earth I would let her get away with it. No way.
Yeah.
The building block of any nation starts with the family.
That's right. That's right.
With the parents. If the family is corrupt, the whole system collapses.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it. That's it, buddy. You've got to stay on it. The problem with this is there's a lot of absentee parents that are busy in life for whatever reason, and they have not prioritized their children to be the priority, which is sad. But you've got to prioritize the kids. And I tell people, we talk about that all the time on the network here, IQ. We have to prioritize the kids. You know, homeschooling is on the uptick. A lot of parents are pulling the kids out of school, the school system. Quite frankly, the whole Department of Education should be blown up nationally. We don't need a Department of Education. Quite frankly, the government has too much control at this point. They have far too much control in our lives. But we really don't need any of that. But there is an indoctrination going on. It's happening back here at home. It's happening all around the world as people have this other agenda. Again, I see this as forces of evil that are taking over our society slowly but surely. And I've just talked about this the other day here, is that everyone has to be on their best behavior. In other words, you have to be alert to all of these forces of evil that are going to, they're in your life and they're in all aspects of your life. They're in all of our lives. And that's what's happened with education. It's happened with our governments. It's happened throughout our municipalities. It's happened at the local level, the national level, and it's certainly happening on a global level, people. So, you know, listen, do the math. Figure it out. And that's, you know, you've got to start to question all this stuff yourself and figure it out. But a lot of you people, you have your head up your you-know-what, or head in the sand. Let's call it like the ostrich disease. You know, you got your head in the sand. It's probably a more gentleman way to say it, probably, than your head up your ass, probably. Say you got your head in the sand. Maybe let me use that one. You got your head in the sand, the ostrich disease. You see, you can't have the ostrich disease, right? That's a problem. So anyways, you know what I'm talking about. Listen, it's time. You gotta figure this stuff out before it's too late. The other thing is you got to invite your Democrats in and your left of centers and your moderates. I keep telling you to invite those people here to the program. And you know what we need to do here at this, people? Listen, all you conservatives out there listening to me right now. Let's start a new trend right now. Let's call it the indoctrination of conservatism. How's that? I like it. I like it. The indoctrination of conservative minds. Free loving thinking, God loving, humanity driven minds. Man, that's another indoctrination I like a lot. What do you think about that, people? Exactly. Let's do it. It's time to get involved and get loud.